Aircheckdownloads.com. 1FM.
We don't live in a collective. We have an anarcho-syndicalist commune here, and we take it in turns to be Executive Officer of the Week. So it's a Monty Python line, actually, from, can't remember which film it was. One where they all ride around pretending to be King Arthur. Oh, the Holy Grail film. And that is Soul to Soul. Radio 1. Oh, Tuesday morning then, 8 o'clock.
BBC Radio 1 FM. Simon Mayo and the Breakfast Crew. On Radio 1 FM. Coming up between 8 and 9.
Tuesday morning, January the 9th. And coming up in this hour, going to do you Carol Steele and Andy West there, the crew of two, going okay, but only just, on this day in history. Are peas really being sent into space? We're also going to play you Rick Astley, The Buggles, Van and Cliff, The Record of the Week, Earth, Wind and Fire, and Rod McKenzie.
In the news, a multiple pile-up on the M25 brings a fresh warning to slow down in fog. The latest on the ambulance dispute, plus why one man is roughing it in a roller. And silver-tongued and golden-haired, Jackie brings us a spot of culture.
And I shall be portraying the epitome of today's mysterious lady by reading the weather report, blindfolded, dressed up as Spider-Man, and speaking with the voice of Alf Garnett.
Epitome. A good word that is. 8:01. A big top 10 song from 1985, and Simple Minds, Don't You Forget About Me. It's 8:05, and I told you that we'd mention what our tree total was. If you remember, in our Trees for Africa appeal just before Christmas, it didn't look as though we were going to get past the 10,000 barrier, and then literally on the day before we packed up for our break, what was it, 12,500 or something? It all went completely bonkers. And we were on the phone to Christian Aid. They just come back from their Christmas holidays, and the total at the moment is around 14,000 trees, and they say they got a whole warehouse full of stamps they haven't collected. Brilliant. Which is just unbelievable. So I think Christian Aid is a huge charity. Their overall goal for the year, or for the 12-month period, was to get 20,000 trees. We've given them at least half, and I reckon we're going to be there 20,000 trees by Easter, I would think. Not that I'm giving us another total. Our appeal is officially finished, but what Christian Aid is saying is as long as you keep sending them stamps, they will keep using them. And if I can remember the address from over the Christive period, the festive Christmas period, it's Breakfast Show Trees for Africa, London, Post Office Box 31, SE17RY. That is what I believe is the address. Just send the stamps if you've got any left over from Christmas. It's Breakfast Show Trees for Africa, Post Office Box 31, London, SE17RY. Breakfast Show
Weather. What a memory the boy's got.
I don't know, it's right yet.
In the south of England, it's going to be cloudy today with some occasional drizzle. In the hilly areas and the coastlines, it's going to be a bit misty as well, but not too cold, pretty mild really. In East Anglia, the South Midlands and South Wales, cloudy and damp earlier on, but it should get brighter during the day. In the Midlands, Wales and also the north of England, mostly dry with sunny periods, one or two odd showers in northwest England and North Wales though. In the eastern half of Scotland, mostly dry with some sunny spells, severe gales quickly abating during the morning. In the western half of Scotland and Northern Ireland, finally, bright spells and frequent squally showers, falling as sleet or snow even over higher ground. Severe gales should die down through the afternoon.
Thank you, Jackie. That address was absolutely correct, so you can rest assured that my memory is right.
What a good man you are.
Special.
Yeah, I'm actually going to go into a freak show doing memory tests like some of those failed conjurers do. Current Marti, thank you. Start again. Current Martika single on CBS, More Than You Know. Kathy Daniels from Peyton in Devon said, could you play me a record? Because we were all burgled over Christmas and it's made me feel real rotten. So that's your tune, Kathy. Nigel Cheesewright from Leeds rang to say, nice to have everybody back. And then Lee, who's answering our phone today, has written, ah. Actually, it could be, ah. There are a few G's in there. And Simon, could you say hello to Simon Cook, who's a chef at the Orwell Moat House in Felixstowe? That's from all his friends. Certainly do that. That's Martika for you, and we have a monster song from Rick Astley in just 30 seconds' time. Sun up today's 8.06. It sets this afternoon at 4.09. It's 8.11, and here's Rod with headline news.
Thanks, Simon. The main story, five people have been killed in a multiple pile-up on the M25 in Buckinghamshire. Headline news on 1FM at approaching 8.12.
One of the best of the Stock Aitken and Waterman songs, I think, Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up. And one of the best singles around at the moment is Energy Orchard and Belfast, and they are doing a session for Mark Goodyear this week. So check out Energy Orchard with Mark Goodybag. That's 6 o'clock through to 7.30. My Top 10 with Janet Jackson and Andy Peebles. And it's Janet choosing her favourite records as opposed to Andy Peebles choosing his. Then it's John Peel at 8.30 with the new Quick Automatic Daffodils doing a session. Bob Harris into the night at 10 o'clock. And then it's Richard Skinner at 12. The crew of two. Yes, it's 8.15. On the breakfast show. Yes, it's day two. Radio 1 FM. And yes, it's the voice of Carol Steele. Hello, Carol.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very well, thanks.
From specifically Lednam in Lincolnshire?
That's right, yeah.
But actually, you're Scottish, really.
I am, yes, from Glasgow.
And also, out of the other speaker, Andrew West from Lednam. Hello, Andrew.
Good morning. I'm from Lincoln.
Oh, you're from Lincoln?
I'm from Lincoln, actually, yeah.
Now, you work in the same office, yes?
Indeed, yeah, I do.
Carol is a solicitor.
Yep.
And you're an article clerk.
Yeah.
So who's the boss?
Ooh, I don't know about that. I think Carol really.
Carol,
I'm not really a boss because we both work in different departments.
Oh right, I just
but
wondered.
One of these days he will.
I just wondered, you know, whether is a solicitor higher than an article clerk?
Ooh,
yes, definitely.
You reckon? Now, Andy, yep. According to his letter, you are the office flirt.
Ooh.
Or is this Carol? Or is this Carol who's stitching you up?
Oh,
that was me. Yes, he is a bit.
So you wander around going, "Hi, I'm an article clerk. Are you a solicitor? Can we go out tonight?" And yeah, is that you?
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, definitely. No one's safe, I'm afraid.
So give us your best chat-up line, Andy.
Ooh, you definitely caught me out there.
Oh, well, that won't get anyone, will it? Hello, ooh, you just caught me out. Go back to your office, clerk. That's what they say. All right, Andy. And Carol, are you ready?
Yes, I am.
It's Andrew who's been primed. What we have is slang terms. Andrew, do you have a list in front of you?
I have.
It's very ordinary items, but they're all known in slang as something else. So Andrew's just going to throw a whole lot of slang terms or phrases at you, and you have to come up with... it's actually a very simple list, I would think. So there'll be no problems at all. Six we have from yesterday. It's day two, so 2 marks for every correct answer. Ready, Carol?
Just about, yes.
Is it you rattling your phone, or is it Andy?
It's not me.
Oh, Andy, keep
that's
still, for heaven's sake.
Okay.
Andy and Carol, you have 45 seconds starting from now.
Old woman, her indoors.
A wife.
Yes.
Shut eye, Zeds.
Sorry?
Shut eye, Zeds.
Sleep.
Yes.
Dosh, quid.
Money.
Yes.
Jim jams, jammies.
Pajamas.
Yes.
Loony, nuts.
Madman.
Yes.
Mush, trap.
Mouse.
Yes.
Fuzz, old Bill.
Police.
Yes.
Old Nick, Lucifer.
Devil.
Yep.
Top end, nut, brain box.
Yep.
Sprog, brat.
Child.
Yep.
Shrink.
Psychiatrist.
Yep.
Backy.
Sorry?
Backy.
Tobacco.
Yep.
Vino, plonk.
Wine.
Yep.
Bubbly.
Champagne.
Yep.
Nicker, a quid.
Money.
No,
a
no
quid.
Pound.
A pound, yes, that's it. You've got an entire list. That is 15.
Yeah!
Right. Oh, here goes the time. Hang on. Da-da-da-da! Here, I liked your slang term for a child. I know, for a head. What did you come up with?
Head. Oh, brain box. Head.
I thought you said phone box.
Phone box. Oh, no, brain
I'm thinking,
box.
Phone box? What on earth are you talking about? Anyway, that's a good total. That's 15 times 2 equals 30, a total of 36. Woo-hoo. Well done.
Great.
We'll do some more tomorrow.
Thank you.
Cheers, Andy.
Bye.
Bye, Carol.
Bye. The crew of two on the breakfast show. Radio 1 FM.
According to the Sports Boys, the big stories today are that David Gower is being approached by Kent, and also Hampshire are after him, but Leicestershire are hoping that he's going to stay with them. The Football Association are saying that they're going to clamp down on soccer managers and trainers. Five more managers got done yesterday, guilty of bringing the game into disrepute. 13 over the season, there has never been a season like it. Nottingham Forest striker Lee Chapman is set to join Leeds United. Newcastle should know within the next couple of days whether they're going to get Celtic captain Roy Atkin. And three FA Cup third round replays this evening. Swansea are playing Liverpool. Darlington take on Cambridge. If they win, they will play the winners of Manchester City or Millwall. They're playing tonight. And in snooker, Warren King and Steve Newbury have both reached the quarterfinals of the Mercantile Credit Classic at Blackpool. King beat John Virgo 5-1, and Newbury beat Peter Francisco 5-3. 8:23, Jackie checks out the travel after Van and Cliff. Do you know, I thought it was Roy Aitken, really, and not Roy Atkin, but it came through four times on the actual sport teleprinter, which we have secreted in the corner of the studio. So, well, it says Atkin, I'll say Atkin, but there it is, Roy Aitken. I did check it out with Billy McNeil, the manager of Celtic, and he said, you say what you want, so that's all right.
I'm a Rangers supporter myself.
Rangers, are you?
Yeah.
Graham Saunessy, he's a great guy, don't you think? Great manager. Okay, it's 8:27, that's Van and Cliff.
Okay, a little bit of travel information for you now. First of all, please be wary of an accident in North London on the A1. It's just north of Mill Hill Circus. And finally, in Cumbria, a reminder of the new Contoflow on the Meathop section, east of Long Ho End. I do hope I haven't offended anybody.
Well, listen, I did enough with Roy Atkin, so what was that last one again?
It's just turning into a horrible nightmare.
It really is like having Harold Macmillan read the weather forecast and the travel, holding the travel script an inch away from her eye.
Well, it's about 6 feet long as well. There's a Contoflow at Meathop, I think. Was that the Meathop or Meathop? What do you think?
Never repeat your mistakes more than six times. That's what I always say. I don't know. 8:28. It's a good song. That's on London Records. Perfect Day and the King of Fools. It's 8:30, Tuesday morning, January the 9th. Here's Ron McKenzie with the news.
Five people have been killed in a pile-up involving 45 vehicles on the M25 near London.
Come on, get up and get on your way. The breakfast show's here to start your day. Get your hands up, there's so much to do. With Simon Mayo and the breakfast crew. Free morning from National Radio
One. Oh, yeah. I'm not used to how it finishes yet. It's all right, I'm practicing. 8:34, playing the Buggles.
Aircheckdownloads.com.